Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. BTN News listeners, welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. For all the parts of the world out there that were celebrating Mother's Day this past Sunday, hope you had a good one. And I hope all of you had a great weekend. Time to get the week started now, though. It is the 15th of May, 2000, and all the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we know the biggest news that happened over the weekend. Actually, it started Friday, about the time we finished Friday's show for the news show. The massive freaking cyber attack. By now, we all know the thing is called WannaCry, and it's making a lot of people want to do that, particularly most of the UK National Health Service. In fact, the massive global cyber attack has affected about 200,000 victims, and more than likely, we'll claim even more today since this thing happened late Friday, and today's a Monday. Yeah, put the two and two together. Now, just so you know, from what we've seen, this is only affecting Windows machines. And they're using all the lovely little software that was used from the NSA to get into Windows computers. And of course, they're doing it via email, so don't click on stuff you don't really know. In fact, don't click on anything right now just to be safe. Unfortunately, for those that have clicked on it, you already know the protocol. You gotta pay up if you want your stuff back. I'm sure coverage with this news event will continue on throughout this week, so keep it here on BTN News. That is, if your computer hasn't been compromised already. Alright, moving on to some Apple rumors. How about a new iPad? You know the things not blowing off the shelves right now? Yeah, those things. Well, according to 9to5 Mac, they've been talking to Mr. Ming over there in China. And what he's saying is that WWDC, yeah, get ready for a new iPad, along with the Siri speaker thingy. So what could we be seeing in a new iPad? Well, the 10.5-inch edition. And as far as the Siri speaker thing goes, probably something we'll be seeing that already exists on Amazon's Echo. Although, let us not forget, this is the WWDC conference. Yes, the Worldwide Developers Conference. Which means we don't normally see a lot of hardware. Guess we just got to wait for June 5th to roll around to see what's a lie and what is not. Now, here's something you don't read about every day. Usually when we have a car recall, it has something to do with, well, the brakes ain't working or they got faulty airbag, you know, something like that. No, we've got a software glitch with this thing. In fact, it's affecting over 1 million of between 2013 and 2016 Dodge Ram 1500 and Dodge Ram 2500 vehicles. And to top it off, between 2014 and 2016, Dodge Ram's 3500 pickups are thrown in the mix too. So what is with this glitch? Well, according to what's been released from the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the glitch actually has to do with airbags. It doesn't tell them to deploy when they should. In fact, the bag code they're saying temporarily disables the side airbag and the mechanism that locks the seatbelt in place. Which, as you pretty much guessed, if those two things ain't working, your life is in danger. So what do you do if you own one of these things? Better get down to your nearest dealership where you got it and do it very, very carefully. And finally, Android users, how many out there got a rooted phone? Come on, admit it, you've rooted your phone. Well, it may not be fun anymore if you're a Netflix watcher. Yeah, that's right. Netflix is going to start blocking rooted Android phones from downloading its app. According to what Netflix said, at least via Android Police, with their latest 5.0 release of the software, they now rely fully on DRM provided by Google. Therefore, since it's DRM'd and your Google device can't be read by DRM'd anymore, that app ain't going to work anymore. Of course, we know what this all comes down to, efforts of trying to protect Netflix copyright material. And of course, if you rooted your phone, you might be able to get around that. So they're trying to just basically cut you off right at the, you know. Now, if you are using Netflix right now and your Android phone is rooted and you think you slipped by, it won't last for long. Netflix will eventually cut off your access. Yeah, just the news you want to hear on Monday, isn't it? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. Get on over there and check it out for yourself. Check out the podcast and the blog and review section while you're over there, too. Give us a like on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community hanging out in our Slack room. Come hang with us. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Tuesday installment. Get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Monday. And if you're on a Windows machine, don't open an email attachment, please. And thank you, as always, for listening.